Welcome to
Talk Radio.
As you can see, that's an increase of company.
This is an invitation to a new generation.
Go to Titanfall.
Where your games and entertainment are no longer separated.
Go to Star Trek Into Darkness.
But together, in one.
Xbox, answer.
Did you see that?
This is an invitation from the all-in-one Xbox One.
Here's your objective. Blah, 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 secret base.
I am an enemy.
Boring, boring.
Ow.
Tired of the same old shooters?
Come on, sweet baby. Booyah.
Mature. Don't touch that, Larry. Larry, don't touch that. Larry! What'd I just say, Larry?
You and this army, Clash of Clans, download for free.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me
Stuck in the wrong game? At Vol.com, you'll always find the right game for you. Like SingStar.
Thank you.
outsmart your friends. Become legendary. Game of War. Download for free from the App Store.
What are you guys playing?
Supposed to be playing Game of War, but this one player keeps kicking my ass.
Is it the Legend 27?
Yeah, the Legend 27.
Who is the Legend 27?
Some say the Legend 27 is the first Game of War player ever, born from fire.
I heard the Legend 27 can hurl a boulder further than a catapult.
I heard the Legend 27 once defeated an entire army with a single blow.
But the worst part is, just when you think you're safe, just when you think you might escape,
wham!
Just like that.
What? No, 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 no.
That's impossible.
The Legend 27 has captured my hero.
Mine too.
Aw, you guys, I'm sure it's not that bad.
You have no idea what just happened.
I might have some idea.
Game of War. Play for free from the App Store.
Okay, orders from HQ. Attack that flamethrower.
This is a great plan. Maybe even an amazing plan.
Great plan. This is the best plan ever.
You guys are on fire. HQ says we should try something new. Attack those machine guns.
I don't know how, but somehow they came up with an even better plan.
I totally agree. Running straight at the flamethrowers was genius, but this is even more genius.
Okay, you guys are getting shot up pretty bad. HQ wants to try something else. Run through that minefield.
They did it! They topped that last plane! Incredible!
I couldn't believe it at first either, but they have struck gold!
This plan is no good. Back to the flamethrowers.
I knew from the get-go this was the best plan!
Boom Beach, come with a plan or leave in defeat.
Ready for you now.
Just a second.
Everyone is playing League of Angels. What about you?
Who am I?
Sir! They're coming.
Bring in the heavy artillery. Build now. Higher.
I'm the party pooper.
Mobile strike. Download and play now, free from the App Store.
Some smack-talking fool's been saying, Mr. T can't change the world of Warcraft. He ain't no computer hacker. Well, answer me this, suckers. How do you explain the Mohawk grenade?
Yeah, wherever I go, I'm making Warcraft look good.
So don't give me no back talk. Try World of Warcraft free at Warcraft.com.
Find a Night Elf Mohawk in World of Warcraft and claim your Mohawk grenades.
Rated T for teen.
I'm Mr. T and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game? I'm Mr. T and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T is pretty handy with computers. Has that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it free at TryWarcraft.com.
Nice, guys. I thought you'd like it. Ooh, look at you, boy. Some pretty girls. Look at these girls out here. All of them dressed real pretty and everything.
But look at that one right there.
I'm going to get down. I think I'll get down. Hey, what's she doing over there, man?
I don't know. That does look like a bump or something.
No, she's doing the bump with the hustle on the side.
Dog,
I'm having fun, man. I'm not getting carried away yet.
Look at that one shaking over there.
I better sit down and let the little lady sit on there.
Oh, I see it right now. I didn't know.
Yeah, I better cool it, man.
Shake it up, shake it down. Hypnotized, so mesmerized, girl, you're moving me, girl, you're
Never again, and everything's changing for the worse. See, have to be immortal to get my money back. You haven't been able to answer the only question that matters in Shark Tank. How do I make money?
Who are the sharks? They're self-made business experts worth billions. Kevin O'Leary is a shrewd venture capitalist who made his fortune selling a children's educational company for over $4 billion. Damon John dominated the fashion world with FUBU. Now he's the branding expert behind multiple global brands generating billions in sales. Robert Herjavec, son of an immigrant factory worker, founded one of the world's preeminent cybersecurity firms. Maury Grenier, the queen of QVC, holds over 100 patents and has launched over 400 products, grossing over $500 million in sales. And Mark Cuban, renowned billionaire tech mogul and the outspoken owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Cut, Ron. You dig? 1, 2, 3, ho! Ha! Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, and I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago, and for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand The Secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone into work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand, my name, my job. These are things we have, but it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body. And I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules in a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement, and body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now, I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. You know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this. You will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV, because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you. Thank you.
I guess we're made to live together.
A breakthrough.
I'm full.
Taco Bell's new Big Bell Value Menu. A new menu with filling items, like half-pound burritos and double tacos. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the box.
Introducing Taco Bell's new handheld, the Chicken Quesadilla. Equipped with three cheeses and marinated all-white meat chicken. It supports both lunch and dinner platforms. Download the new CQ today and see how it feels to think outside the box.
People everywhere are experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's new Big Bell Value Menu, featuring the spicy chicken burrito with shredded chicken simmered in authentic Mexican spices. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
Introducing Taco Bell's new Ultimate Chalupa. Layer on layer of carne asada steak, guacamole, sour cream, and fiesta salsa surrounded by a crispy, chewy chalupa shell. To experience the ultimate taste, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell's new Ranchero Chicken Soft Taco. Marinated grilled all-white meat chicken, freshly prepared fiesta salsa, and a zesty avocado ranch sauce. So much great taste, you'll be floored by flavor. For a burst of fresh flavor, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell's new steak grilled taquitos. Authentic marinated carne asada steak, hand-rolled and grilled to go with your choice of dip. For carne asada steak, you can eat anywhere.
That looks delicious.
The taquito or the guy?
Think outside the bun.
Everywhere experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu, featuring the half-pound beef and potato burrito with seasoned beef and golden potatoes. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
It's the fajita grilled stuffed burrito from Taco Bell, loaded with authentic carne asada steak and grilled fajita vegetables, all wrapped in a flour tortilla and grilled to go. Ooh, fajita. Persistently fajita taste, think outside the bun.
It's the grilled stuffed burrito from Taco Bell. Seasoned beef, three melted cheeses, sealed inside a grilled tortilla. All for just a $1.99. For the affordable, heavy-duty portable, you gotta think outside the bun.
Look at us, we're the hugest stars ever.
Come on, don't get an ego again.
I don't have an ego, I just love how awesome I am.
Warm flatbread filled with seasoned beef and cool sour cream. Taco Bell's Gordita Supreme
for 99¢!
American innovation meets Mexican styling. Taco Bell's totally redesigned chicken enchilada. Tender marinated all-white meat chicken, slow-simmered enchilada sauce, and melty cheese wrapped up and grilled to go. Only at Taco Bell.
Here's the deal. You hate blowing money, but you want a ton of food. Taco Bell's $5 box. A cheesy double-decker taco, burrito supreme, taco supreme, cinnamon twist, and medium soda. All for just $5. Now that's a deal.
At Taco Bell, we grill marinated steak, slice it thick, then double the steak and add real pepper jack cheese. Double the steak. Double the gourmet. The new Cantina Double Steak Quesadilla. Only at Taco Bell.
In Game 1 of the World Series, Lorenzo Cain stole a base in Kansas City and breakfast to all of America. So run into Taco Bell on Thursday, November 5th from 7 to 11 a.m. to score your free a.m. Crunchwrap. Way to go, Lorenzo.
One of these is not like the others, because only one triple-doubles the seasoned beef, nacho cheese sauce, and crunchy tostada. Taco Bell's new limited edition triple-double Crunchwrap is one you don't want to miss.
Taco Bell's Crunchwrap is already an icon, so we put a fresh new spin on it. Marinated grilled chicken, creamy Caesar dressing, and crunchy Parmesan crisps, all wrapped up in a warm tortilla. All hail the new Caesar Crunchwrap, only at Taco Bell.
Breakfast has come out of its shell. Crisp bacon, seasoned potatoes, and cheddar cheese, all wrapped in a fried egg. The new Naked Egg Taco, only at Taco Bell.
Fries have been crinkled, curled, waffled, but they've never been nachoed. Golden fries dusted in Mexican spices with a side of warm nacho cheese sauce. New $1 nacho fries from Taco Bell. Taste what's next in fries.
It's tough to top an original, so we added to the sides instead. It's the cheesy gordita crunch you know and love, now completely new. The $5 double cheesy gordita crunch box, only at Taco Bell.
Fried chicken isn't supposed to come in a box with a crunchy taco, a Doritos Locos taco, and a drink. And it definitely isn't supposed to be served as a crispy all-white meat shell. Guess we've got a tradition of breaking traditions. The $5 naked chicken chalupa box from Taco Bell.
Every day feels a little too familiar lately.
So we've decided to spice things up by giving away a new Flamin' Hot Doritos Locos Tacos for free. Tuesday, April 21st. Taco Bell, let our drive-thru help you get through.
The only way to beat a box of cheesy, crunchy, fully loaded nachos is more nachos. It's Taco Bell's $10 Nachos Cravings Pack. Order ahead and pick up yours at our contactless drive-thru.
Have you really watched 20 hours of Introvert Island? We'll feast your eyes on Taco Bell's Chalupa Cravings Box instead. Filled with all your Taco Bell favorites for just $5. Order ahead and pick up yours at our contactless drive-thru.
Here's another challenge.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm TikToking.
Where can you find something crunchy, melty, and only a dollar? Taco Bell's $1 Nacho Crunch Double Stack Taco. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Taco Bell's new grilled cheese burrito is filled with nacho cheese sauce and a delicious three-cheese blend. And even more melty cheese is grilled on top. Introducing Taco Bell's $5 grilled cheese burrito box. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Passion.
Now Nickelodeon Fruit Snacks, Cat Dog Tommy and Arnold have two new friends. Introducing SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob, bring it around town.
And joining him is Eliza from the Wild Thornberrys. Nickelodeon Fruit Snacks by Farley. Just wait till you get your hands on them.
Slow down, man. Where you going, man? Hey, yo, Storm, get ready to go to this party, man. This party by Mr. 239, man. And, Chad, dude, who is Mr. 239 anyway, dude? You know, Storm, dude, is this party he's throwing is not like no other party, dude. Nobody rocks like 239, dude. Yeah. Where's boy Rex is in the building. Okay. Whose party is this? Mr. 239 and AM Fleet in the building. Y'all know how we be representing and be revealing. Got the whole place in jumping with positive vibrations. Taking them back to the Beast Boys back in the past. Why everybody thought that they could stop the way that I represent. I step up and laugh. Make them all feel like they've been blast from the last minute suggestion. Keep the party pumping. Keep everything moving. That's the way we keep on moving. Making the moves. Making everybody get up and start dancing. We talking about people clapping their hands in. People standing up and they be even jumping. Whole bunch of people acting like that. So who party is this? It's AM Fleet and Mr. 239. Who party is this? Mr. 239, WIBS, 44 Record Studios in the building. Who party is this? Mr. 239, AM Fleet, we already 4 records in the building. Who party is this? It's Mr. 239, AM Fleet and WIBS. Yeah, we the ones up in the building. So who party is this? Mr. 239, AM Fleet. Who party is this? Waterford Records Studio. HD flow on the MIC. The way I let it flow, let it go. That's the flow that keep everybody moving around. If they sitting down, they gonna get back up and start dancing around. So that they can stop the way that we keep coming through, hitting with the sound. Got everybody moving big like a whole bunch of dinosaurs around. Call this Jurassic Park when I start spitting with my sound. Making all y'all feel like, what's going on? You better get away, what's around? Who the party? Mr. 239 and the AM fleet is in the building. You better move out of the way. We the new atomic masses. And that means everything that we do, we leave it history of science. Whose party is this? Mr. 239 and AM fleet. Whose party is this? WIBS. What is for record studios? And we got that AC tech. Who party is this? Mr. 239 and AM fleet. Who party is this? WIBS. Word is for record studios in the building. Y'all know how we be representing. Keep on the killing. Who party is this? Mr. 239, WIBS. Word is for record studios. AM fleet in the building. Y'all know how we keep it going. So whose party is this? Whose party is this? Whose party is this? Yeah, y'all know how we do. Man, we get up in the place and ambush it real quick. Everybody be like, man, yo, uh-oh, something get ready to happen. Man, you never know what's gonna happen when the word is for a record studio's in the building. We got that type of flow to come at you like a flat screen, plasma screen type of television. Well, a lot of people thought that they could stop everything we've been given. It's right in front of your face like a big broadcaster. Just a big box office for all y'all out there trying to figure out how can y'all stop what we've been doing. Man, we've been rocking microphones all often. That's the way we do it. So whose party is this? Word is for records, AM Fleet. Who party is this? Word is for records, AM Fleet. Who party is this? Mr. 239 and we care. Who party is this? Word is for records, studio. Who party is this? AM Fleet. We up in the building and we done shrink your world. Making it all start to think and everybody start to twirl. Who party is this? Word is for records, studios in the building. Who party is this? AM Fleet always representing for something that y'all gonna keep on feeling. Who party is hey, yo, Dad, man, what are we doing right now? Hey, yo, Sean, watch out, dude. Ah! Dude, you know, I didn't ask to come to a party like this. What are these dinosaurs doing there?
Awesome. Fight, dude.
Okay. Green pepper. Cut it in half.
$3,000. Not worth
it. Well,
Zinfandel
found me.
Bravely did cut.
Now the phone I'll take.
What a feat.
America.
That is
humanity.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
Dean Carbuncle.
Come to.
Which are the purple and the black. Shelves and the other.
In here.
Shelves.
Real
value. Oysters with the over 18.
Those.
Make a record that would reflect that sense of.
Music we play is geared for you to sing. So for those of you who don't think too much, I'm just telling you about that shit before we drop it on you.
Time for y'all to take a one-way passport inside of my mind. While all y'all try to find a way to incline, to recline your mind as I stretch just like a spine. All way through, moving the electricity type of move. Frequency moving from out of my mouthpiece and keeping everybody caught up in the groove. It's kinda like when you in the groove and listen to something that got you feeling really great, feeling really cool. Next minute somebody come in and try to be a little rude, make it a little bit warm, transfer the energy of Sir Isaac Newton. Mr. 239 represent and keeping my flowing, rising and floating across the whole galaxy where everybody can see the way that I move just like it's smoke in the air, or better yet, I move like some cosmic rays from out of nowhere. Y'all know Mr. 239 getting ready to move just like a neutron star always appear. Yo, when I'm on my microphone, I assume it's like a full moon. Yo, I'm the one that's transferring energy back and forth. Thinking about them days when I just sit back and I was just so happy and feeling great. After I was making a zillion tapes. But nowadays, I make one CD, make a song, and then it's like, man, it seems like everybody go wrong.
I'm just telling you about that shit before we drop it on.
Because I speak a whole bunch of conscious music. Everybody used to tell me, man, be back on his 1998 type of move, quick. Be too serious. Man, what could I do but be serious? Because a lot of people try to come and do things to make me feel like my whole reality should have been delirious. Nah, not me. Even though I got that type of quality to keep on moving inside, just like HD and animated. Y'all know when it's time for me to represent, man. I just remain to stay serious, because this is all I've been known to do. Everything I've been representing and been going through your eardrums and your eardrums, and everybody feel what I just threw.
Dear self, I know that the world has dealt all types of crazy nonsense to you, but I promise you that there ain't going to be no more weird craziness going on. Sincerely yours, Mr. 239, XOXOXO. Yeah, man, you ever had that time where you had your own somebody note? It was like, you had to talk to yourself.
Yeah, man.
And let yourself know how important you was.
Yeah, man.
I know I've been important, man, from day one, you know. I mean, everybody had a time where they feel like they got a somebody note.
You know what I mean?
Look in your mind. Dear self, yo, I know the world has dealt all types of nonsense at your way. Made you feel like things, made you feel like it left you in days. But I promise you it's gonna go away, man, because the MR.239 is the one gonna continue to spray out and bring out fortune. I'm talking about, yo, forget about it. He said if you speak history, you speak in fame. That means you get famous. That means that people start realizing who you is when you bring somebody know, and everybody know that. Who you talking about? Yo, I put that somebody know for people out there. It's somebody out there that's hurting, feeling bad because they missing and lost a loved one. That's the reason why I have to keep on talking about this. Yo, Mr. 239, I'm gonna always be going where I have to go, because this is my somebody know, not somebody know. As my note continue to go on and I'm writing and giving big up to that myself, telling myself that I'm gonna have a somebody note. It's gonna be the one to grab the whole globe. Yo, I've been told a long time ago that I was gonna make something happen. It didn't matter if I came from a type of poor background or dysfunctional background, cause I was gonna keep on going what I was gonna be doing. And I know it's somebody out there, maybe like another human being, like a male that lost somebody, that maybe somebody got murdered before they even could see him. I'm talking about before they even knew him. I mean, could you imagine feeling the pain from somebody that tried to figure out all their life they lived a lie? In all their life that people try to make them feel like their brains just got fried. I'm talking about days that made them feel like they would die. I know somebody is hurting, dying inside. I bet you it's a lot of people out there that's been going through a lot of things that made them feel like they wanted to cry. That's the reason why I wrote this somebody know, cause everybody out there need a somebody know to big up yourself, to let them know what's going on. That's why I wrote this somebody know. Yo, it's a somebody know to grab you, make you get up and stand up and realize for what you worth. When it's time for me to represent, just my somebody know. To everyone from no one, thanks a lot. That's what I said back in 2004. A lot of people used to say that. To everyone from no one, man, I was talking about number one. That's why my somebody know means a lot. One, I be speaking about everything I be talking about. Don't get me twisted, don't get it twisted what I'm talking about. Cause this is my somebody know to myself and to the rest of everybody out there in the world that's been dealing with all types of things that make them want a world. This is my somebody know for all y'all out there to realize
realize what's going on. Yeah, I'm talking about I'm getting deep into the poetry form. As the sky starts to open and the rain pours down on the ground, and everybody know what time it is when you see it. Smiling, a rainbow up in the sky, make you think about all the beautiful magical days. Even at night, the moon and the stars in the sky make you wonder about, yo, somebody know. I know somebody got a somebody note out there. Pick up yourself, man.
Worried up.
Read the somebody note.
Man, you know what?
And if you need
better,
no, rewind the tape again and do it again.
Hey, Nate, what you about to put in? It's a 239, man.
You've been listening to that for all them years. I don't know why you've been listening to that for all them years, man.
Back on schedule. Back on schedule. Y'all thought I was off the time clock. I'm back on schedule. We're back on schedule. We're back on schedule. Y'all thought I was off the time clock. I'm back on schedule. I'm back on schedule. I'm back on schedule. Excuse me. Hey, yo, check it. Killing the game just like taking a lunch break. What most dudes thinking they can stop the way that I be doing what I be doing. Yo, they ain't been punching the clock. They been hiding and still in time. Ain't working. Ain't putting no kind of mad hard labor in. Thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 was doing. Now I got them all wondering how I stay racing with the time. Forget that. Me and the time clock, yo. Me and my watch still running head neck to neck, cause it seems like my time is going too slow. So I keep making my moves and doing what I be doing, while most dudes be wondering and thinking about time framing from AM to PM. Man, when it's time for time, man, I ain't seeing it. Yo, I'm on schedule, I'm on schedule. Y'all thought I was off the time clock, I'm on schedule, I'm on schedule. I'm on schedule, I'm on schedule. Y'all thought I was off the clock, I'm on schedule, I'm on schedule. I'm on schedule, I'm on schedule. Y'all thought I was off the clock, I'm on schedule. Yo, check it, so schedule. Make most dudes wonder about back when I stayed at Monroe, when I worked at Combat, yo. Going in there working with the fifth wheels, with used to put on the track, the trailer trucks to close down and carry big hauls, a load of a whole bunch of product. What most dudes don't understand about me, how I made it from a last minute suggestion. Working in the, you know, when I'm working in the place, keeping it busy. Yo, keeping the style going on while I'm on a lunch break. Coming up with rhymes, coming up with tactics, coming up with so many things that most people was wondering how I really did it. And had a CD involved in, kept it open. Y'all know Mr. 239 got him sitting back thinking. I be on schedule, make them all feel like, yo, what's the happening, what's me? Yo, forget the time clock, clapping it in, stepping it in. With most of you dudes up, they get left out, don't know how I keep it going. Yo, this the Mr. 239, I'm coming through. Yo, from aches and pains to making the fame. For most of y'all out there, I'm shaking up your brain. So y'all know what I do, get out of the lane, get out the place. Yo.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? I stay busy. I heard he stay busy too.
Yeah, Mr. 239 stay busy, always on schedule. Make them all fall back, yo, how I measure the flow. While most people thought that I wasn't gonna represent and measure up, yo. Now they looking around, don't know how I keep it going, and the sound be fucking around. Y'all know it's time for me to come through. Yo, I stay on schedule, yo. I'm on schedule, back on schedule. It don't matter what time it is, yo. I'm racing with the time. Time ran out, I'm back on schedule, back on schedule. Back on schedule, I stay on schedule. Stay on schedule, yo, forget it. If most of y'all think I'm off the clock, I back on schedule, back on schedule, back on schedule. Yo, I stay on schedule. If most of y'all think that I'm off the clock, y'all should go think about pushing the time clock. I'm on schedule, 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 and I ain't got time to think about a clock.
Man, you know what, man? Somebody took my clock.
Oh, it's time to break the game.
Round
they can stop the way that Mr. Two shoot up 239. Up in the sky, shut up in the sky like a Roman candle. All y'all out there know, yeah, wanna reach out and dial on us. Push the button on the microphone or on your telephone for the 2 to 3 to 9 to see how quick I bring up the service. Come up quick, keep it old school, make the drums move quick, move like a Mayan Indian. All y'all out there know, yeah, when it was time for me to represent, everybody stood around, didn't know how I keep presenting, been representing. Yo, don't have to sleep on tooting my whistle and blowing my horn. Ain't no reason for me to represent like that because word is warning. Record studios already done talked about enough about what I know to do. I done been up in 18 movies and I ain't even acted. I just did it just one time for a hobby, y'all. All y'all out there didn't understand. Yeah, I'm getting ready to take y'all back to the breaking point. Back in 1979, Mr. Keno, Brian White, always been know how to do this tight. Everybody thought they could make me feel like they could make me lose my own vision. Or look at my own view, I know my own sight. I've been doing this for a long time. Everything I bring out, Brian, always stay strong with a light. All y'all out there so the truck can stop everything that I was doing. But now I'm giving y'all a something to make all y'all feel like I keep it going all night. Low to the evening, good afternoon, a.m. to p.m. All y'all out there didn't understand how I keep it busy. I keep it moving just like a 7-Eleven. I'm talking about the store. All y'all out there don't know how it's time for this game. Keynote is coming for. Here come the chips coming out the top of my mouth like a stroke. Everybody losing like they got lost control. Yo, I've been doing this hip-hop thing for a long time now. Everybody knows that I keep this from deep down, from my mind, body, spirit, and soul. Everything that I bring, everybody through the dick and stop. Everything that I came in, with all wild kids didn't know yet. When I kept on maintaining, keep it moving like the ocean. But yo, can't be the one to try to play and save myself and fake. Y'all, I've been through ever since I came through. In the back of the instrumental, flow come through, hit you. All y'all know how we get ready to do is I keep the format going, moving. Everybody thought they can stop everything that I have been doing. So I'm carrying like an 803 and a 704 in the back of my back, yo. Everybody know when it was time for this dude to represent on track. I always bring the tack and bring the back and flow. Everybody feeling like, yeah, I don't blow back. I'm throwing Mac, yeah, cackalack straight through the door. From the most, or y'all were out there thought this was a joke. But now, yo, guess what? Call me the ghost. What's the most?
Oh, this is a bad man. That's a bad man. That's a bad song right there. That's a bad man right there. That's what we're talking about right now. What do you say? To freak your mind, trick it like Chris Angel. Are you ready for 1979? This is real. Am I freaking ain't like Chris Angel? An act to make dudes feel like they wanna step back. Some of them wondering, am I really performing a magic or a trick act? Nah, this is realness. This is 239. With that real hip hop, you gonna feel quick inside of your grill and making everything in your medulla oblongata start sending electricity, circulation all the way through your veins. Do you feel what I'm doing and them coming off the top of my brain, making everybody feel like the thoughts that I be popping off with, it drops down and make you feel like it's a disappearing act for war, y'all out there, so that y'all can stop everything that I was doing. Man, check it, this is some move right here, and I don't think y'all are ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for 1979? I'm getting ready to levitate, take rappers out the game. You get on the microphone and you on the stage, you better stand out the way. I'm used to rhyming on World Congress Center type of material. I'm talking about big arena types of stages. While most dudes try to keep me away from it like I ain't gonna be able to make it again. Next time I guarantee you it's gonna be like the Roman Empire, the Roman Auditorium, the way I represent and the big Roman Coliseum. For dudes out there don't understand, yo, follow him. How you gonna follow them and follow that dude when he be representing, bringing up the mood? And I told you what to do. What you heard, you heard. The way I represent is the word. Born Records are coming through. So are you ready for 1979 lyricist to trick in my freak your smile like Chris Angel? Are you ready? That's what it is, Mr. 239. Yo, I got a trick under my hat. Better yet, I got a whole bunch of lyrics on the top of my head, spitting off lyrics left to right, making everything ricochet every time I represent. Most of these dudes don't understand, they can't escape the way that Mr. 239 be representing, knocking dudes out of shape, thinking they can stop what I'm doing. Man, I done started painting a picture, and check it, I'm using that thick ball, so that means my paint gonna be thick ink for dudes that don't understand. Yo, I'm jigging and bigger than graffiti, so like I said, are you ready for now? 1979 lyricist, the trick in my freaking name like Chris Angel. Are you ready?
You ready for this illusion? I'm gonna belt some money out my mouth.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Hey man, you ever had one of those situations where like the world be pulling you in to its pollution and kind of like leave you gasping?
Yeah,
I have. Yeah.
While
the rest of the world is gasping from air, I'ma use my microphone as oxygen to supply to my lungs fresh air. By the rest of the world is gasping for air, I'ma use my microphone as oxygen applied for my lungs for fresh air. As I begin to get in the game and let y'all know what I'm getting ready to bring off the top of my brain about how the way I had it maintained, I'm gonna break loose from out of the earth situation of this pollution. Why everybody be getting caught up in the pollution of the world and the earth? I'm talking about they getting suffocated, try to figure out ways to make a better way to get out of from suffocation. Man, I found the way to break out of suffocation. Grab my microphone and supplying the oxygen as I continue going on moving. Most of these dudes in the game ain't nothing but smog again. That means that they just clogging up their head again. Most of them don't have nothing to talk about. A whole bunch of nonsense, they just talk in front of their mouth. So check it, Mr. 239 is gonna continue going on and applying the right kind of oxygen. But most of these people are stuck gasping, trying to figure out how they gonna get out of the threshold of the world pollution. Like I said, my microphone is my oxygen. It supplies fresh air to my lungs again. That's my oxygen. So I keep on making my moves and I'm doing what I always been doing. Why a lot of people be trying to figure out why they can't break hold of the thresholds of the world economy. I'm talking about strangling them, suffocating them. Why a lot of people be trying to aim to stop everything that Mr. 239 been breaking through. Yo, I'ma let you know what it's gonna do. It's gonna shake you, chunk you up, throw you up, spit you out, put you in a place where you won't even know where you've been about. That's what the world do to you when it spin you around with the pollution out. So that means the pollution up in the air. Got a lot of people getting it inside of their lungs and none of them don't even know how to breathe in here. And that's the reason why I be grabbing microphone again. With my microphone is my oxygen. That's what I use to get fresh air in my lungs again, like oxygen. The microphone is my oxygen. Even at times when things be getting smogged in my nostril quick, all I have to do is grab the microphone and that supplies the right kind of oxygen. Well, a lot of people don't understand what they ain't been thinking. Yeah, you should be thinking about what you're trying to be doing. A lot of people get caught up in the wrong time, but suffocation, make them feel like, yo, they getting smothered quick. Could you feel the feel of being smothered with a whole bunch of nonsense? That's what the world do to you if you caught up in the world pollution. I'm talking about all the things that people been doing, using, talking about polluting up the whole sky. Most of these people be getting up, getting stuck with notes, but they know they lie. A lot of people thought that they could stop everything that's been going up in the sky. Like a chemtrail. I'm talking about a chemical trail. That's what most of these dudes be doing in the game. They killing themselves. That's why I use my microphone. It's my oxygen.
Hey man, look at that man. Contamination. Where your mask is?
Hey man, you ever had one of those days that you wish you could just make $1 million every second of the day?
Yeah, man, I had one of them days, bro.
Oh, yeah. This is what kind of day it is for me. Yo, welcome to the strip of Keena, Brian, and White, the new movie, Drinking World, based on the story of the radio communications dedication book, talking about how things was made and how music and everything started promoting and advertising. Everything around from the newspapers to the television to the radio. Everybody know how we've been doing it for a long time. This is 239 representing and let you know what's always been on my mind. Man, sometimes I sit back and put my eyes up in the sky and I just be like, man, if I had a day, just one day, that I could make $1 million every second of the day. I'm talking about every day making $1 million every second of the day. I wish that I could make $1 million every second of the day. Every second of the day, I wish that I could make $1 million just like I said, one of them days. I wish I had $1 million every second of the day. One of them days, I wish I had $1 million every second of the day. Yeah, I'm talking about, man, if I had $1 million earned every second of every day, man, I'd forget about all the poverty, everything that I went through. I'm talking about the times that I grew up and ain't had much. That's the reason why Mr. 239 always be stepping up, putting all this pressure out, letting everybody know what I've been about. Why the reason why I always been up on this mode? Man, imagine if somebody owed you $3 million and didn't even pay you because you came out with the greatness, everything that you bring to. I'm talking about that's the reason why I push myself away from thinking about what people been doing to me in the past. Cause at last, I found the way to come through with my craft. Like I said, if one of those days, man, I could have $1 million every day, every second of the day. Man, I changed up the way everything look at me from my face.
every second of day. If one of those days I could have $1 million every second of day, man, I'd change up the way that I'd act and the way that I'd behave. Every second of day, I'm talking about, man. If I was that type of man, man, I wouldn't be focused on some of the things that I used to focus on. Like, I'd be focused on nothing but like a whole bunch of sacred cows, and I'd be milking them cows, put them in a form. I put my cow to everything that I've been on. We're the Sword Record Studios. Yeah, that's the reason why the movie getting ready to be big. Why a lot of people don't believe it, but I'ma speak it into existence. And this is the law of attraction. I'll be meditating. Just like I said, one of them days, man, I can imagine that I can have $1 million every day. Man, what I would do, man, I wouldn't even play. One of them days, I had $1 million every second of day. Man, I change up the way that I live and the way that I dress. I'm talking about I still be wearing my same clothes. My song Clay will lie. I'll still be doing the same thing that I be doing. One of them days, man, if I had $1 million every day, every second of day, man, everybody would realize that I ain't changed, man. I still be the same. Cause even without it or with it, I still been the type of dude to maintain. To let everybody know how would it be. I just upgrade on a lot of things that I have already. Gratitude. Be thanking for everything that I be doing. Words for Record Studios. And yeah, that's the reason why I was chosen. Let's get deep down into the trip that Vulture Media has in their possession. When I get ready to hit this on that pitch, things gonna happen. So everybody get prepared. Cause I'm speaking it into existence. I use the law with traction. And believe me, everything that I say is already manifested.
Hey man, ever since
I was young, man, I was just set alone as my grown man, you know what I'm saying? Is that right? Yeah, man, you know, I've been doing things on my own, man. Stayed on my grown man. Yeah, man, you know, counting money on my grown man, making moves on my grown man, running the streets on my grown man. Know what I mean?
Grown man.
Putting my name out there
grown
on my
man.
Grown man.
Grown man.
Representing who
grown
I be
man.
On my grown man. You
grown
know what
man.
I'm saying?
Grown
is
man.
That right?
Grown man.
Hey, what's going on, Jocko?
Jocko in the building.
Yeah,
Mr. 39 on it. Yeah. On my grown man. On my grown man. Oh my grown man, oh my grown man. Yo, check it, man. I've been on my grown man ever since I've been a young man. Back when I was young, man, I didn't ever have nobody else around me. The talent crowding around me, the ones who wanted to surround me. Man, when it was time for me, man, you know all I did, man. I provided being party live with me. I did everything inside of me. I'm talking about rock rhymes with me. I'm talking about went around places where people wouldn't be at. Where people try to think they can stop the way that I was going. Man, I traveled, been where I done been. Made them moves the way I done made them. That's why I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man.
Yeah, man.
I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm talking about making grown moves and not worried about how many dudes gonna hold my hand in. How many dudes out there gonna be standing? How many people gonna be handing something to me, man? Forget it. Mr. 239 always go get it for itself. Do you know like they say, if you want something done, you gotta do it yourself. If you wanna do it right, when it's time for me to represent Mr. 239, be speaking. Getting it all in, assuming everything be tight. Why everybody be looking around like, hey, hey, where is this crowd at? Man, I don't need no crowd, man. Y'all just stay by myself, I'll make moves better. Yeah. Okay, okay, yeah. Oh my grown man. Oh my grown man. Oh my, yeah. Yep, yep, Oh my grown man. Oh my grown man. So, it ain't gonna be nobody talking about, yo, man, you owe me this. You need to split that. Yo, let's do this. Let's do that. Nah, it's just one person, me. Mr. 239, always represent, man. Every single used to be in the street. I ain't need a whole bunch of dudes surrounding around me. I ain't had to have them sitting around to be a fan to me. Man, I started out on my own easily. If you don't remember me, you remember slapping from the last minute suggestion about how I went out there by myself, kid. I'm talking about I went in front of so many people, man, that I wasn't knowing what me to say. That's right. Yeah. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man.
Hey, man, I'm
on my grown man.
Ow.
On my grown man. Man, you know what? You always turn the TV. Stop it.
Hi, I'm Vivian Akins. I'm a real estate agent in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I'm here today to welcome you to the city of Monroe. Monroe is the county seat of Union County, North Carolina, and we're at the courthouse, actually the old courthouse in Monroe. The Union County Courthouse was built in 1886 and is a great example of Victorian architecture. Monroe is named after former President James Monroe. And Monroe is the hub of industrial and retail activity. Monroe's historic downtown has many professional offices and retail boutiques. Monroe is surrounded by historic homes, established communities, and communities with new construction. If you would like to know more about the city of Monroe or other communities in Union County, please visit my website, vivianakins.com.
By a dude by the name of James Monroe. Like I said, Mr.
239, always gonna shine and be the president of the AM fleet. So if you dudes out there didn't understand, man, I'm hysterical with my flow. Better yet, like I said, this how my life been in the 704. 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 Check it, man, I'ma tell you. I invented my first invention, immoral NC, in a room where a woman had died at, or a house a woman died at, paranormal activity. Every night I was out there rehearsing, blast from the last minute suggestion, while most dudes in the street left with suggestions, try to figure out what's gonna keep them moving, what's gonna keep them improving. Man, checking, this is 239, motivation is with inside of him, and everything I've been seeing been manifesting, because of my boy by the name of CP from the LBC. I wonder where he at, man. Can y'all hear me? When Mr. 239 be representing clearly, yo, that's where I was at in the 704, wherever I used to be, hang around dudes picking guitars while I got ready to flow. Man, I'm outside the neighborhood like, this how my life been in the 704. 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 Check it, man, my life been so interesting in the 704. My life been so dull in the 704. Man, my life been interesting in the 704. My life been so dull in the 704. My life been so interesting in the 704. Man, that made me grow to be the man I am today, yo. Y'all remember to everyone from no one, thanks a lot.
Have you been
worried up? That's how my life been in the 704.
Yeah, I gotta get my clothes ready.
Hey man, Johnson, what you getting ready to do, man? Get out of the way, man. I'm looking for my new shirt, man. I'm about to go perform with Mr. 239. Oh man, yeah, Preacher, I finally got me a chance to get me a corn dog right now. And hot dog in here with chili dog.
Check it out, give it out, man. You ain't giving it.
You know what? I give you stupid. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM fleet time, night to shine, we the new WIB all-star, take a seat, watch us shine. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM fleet time, night to shine, we the new WIB all-star, take a seat, watch us shine. Yeah, it's prime time, Mr. Prime Time, Mr. 239 time, AM sleep time, night to shine, we the new WIB all-star, take the seat, watch us shine.
Time, Mr. 239 time, AM fleet time.
as a Mr. 239 that moves off the 50-yard line. I'm still running, and while most dudes didn't understand it, I was gonna keep on moving. Man, I'm wide receiver. Yeah, I caught that pass when I was running. Why everybody didn't think it was time for my career to keep on expanding? I'm talking about expanding so far in ways that y'all wouldn't be able to know by far. By far, Mr. 239 been known to represent and run up many yards. Yo, check it, I'm doing the juke on these dudes and they sitting around lost from me back in the past when I was spitting in 1992, 1993, 1991, 1990, man, it didn't matter, man, I've been representing, y'all know when it's time for me to represent, I make my run, where everybody thought that they could stop me as I begin to run, yeah, I'm out there, it's my first down, so that means I got one more yard to score for all y'all to understand how I get down, how I represent, y'all can picture me, the way that Mr. 239 be representing, hitting the city, why everybody don't understand, man, this jersey that I'm wearing on my neck piece, I won't retire, it's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine, W-I-B, I-B, all-star, take a seat, watch the sign, it's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine, we can new W-I-B, I-B, all-star, take a seat, shine, watch the shine, it's prime time.
Man, you know what?
Yeah, man, you know. When you're an all-star, people sometimes think they can forget about you, how you done shine, but when hit across their head and they remind that, you know what you doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Bridget.
Yeah,
I got that sucker. I got him. I got him. He didn't think I was going to get him. You want to try to grab my corn dog and my chili dog? I bet you sitting there rolling down on the bleachers now, is you? Yeah, look at him.
Move with the grooves, move like that, and now we...
I'm a slip.
Like that.
I'm a slip.
Like that.
I'm a slip. I'm a
slave.
I'm a slave.
I'm a
slave. I'm a slave. I'm a slave. I'm a slave. I'm a slave. I'm a slave. I'm a slave. Act inside the mind of Kino. Got a money magazine, my pages. For y'all out there wondering how many times and how many years I've been famous, I made it all the way to the top. Yo, formed up so many atoms, next thing they split and broke apart. When we just dusted, moved to the top, everybody started losing their mind on charts, falling apart, so that they can stop everything that I've been doing. I've been bringing everything from deep down in my soul and my heart, while most of these dudes in the game getting blowed out and there ain't no part. Yo, I've been doing what I've been doing for a long time. Paid 239, man. I got these dudes lost, and this is just for an explanation. Like I said, I'm a slave.
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 I'm a slave. I'm a celeb, the D, check me out back long time ago when I was in ATL. Deep walk across the red carpet on gear, hat on, walk around, everybody looking around how Mr. 239 and that dude always been doing what they did from long time ago. Well, it just went a little bit rough then. It seems like the pages started burning into. Made me feel like I wanted to go mental. So weird, sometimes I lost my relationship and love with a pen and a pencil. Started writing tracks up because I had too many thoughts and was off on top of my head like a kettle. Next thing you know, I had to keep on keeping my thoughts sharp enough while most dudes be trying to figure out. Let's say I chopped them up with a guillotine.
Move like
I'm a celeb. I'm a celeb. I'm a celeb.
man.
Where you just felt like, you know, you was like a sun in the moon,
Yeah, I do.
Me too.
I will be growing like the sun. I will be shining like the moon. Growing like the sun. I'll be growing like the moon. I will be glowing like the stars. I will shine like the sun. Every time in the stars. Yeah, like a
fall infant, so that means I continue to know how to bring the heat when I bring it to sit. Call it the galactic type of sister type of flow. Man, I'm going across the whole galaxy, a lot of places where a lot of people don't go. I bet you a whole bunch of people wonder why I still be going with that flow the way I be doing it. That's the way I represent everything, keep them everybody jumping. Everybody been bumping. Listen to the sound that Mr. 239 been representing, always up to something. Y'all know how I keep on going. Man, I got so many visions that caught with question marks in boxes. A lot of people trying to figure out what's my next step and why that truth should be growing like the moon and be going when it's time for me to represent, man. A.K. Rooster, the dude that stay busy harder than any entrepreneur. Growing like the moon and I'll be shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon and I'll keep shining like the sun. I'm a star, I'll be glowing like the moon and I'll keep shining like the sun. Yeah, like I said, glowing, yeah, Mr. 239, man, I keep on glowing. Yeah, I've been chosen by a lot of people out there trying to figure out what was the situation I've been toting. What I've been spitting, a whole bunch of poetry in me language. Well, a lot of people thought that they could stop the way I represent, man. I put my whole autobiography in 2004 in a CDR. Man, like the sun, Mr. 239 always used to run the streets in the AM. That's the reason why I go by the AM fleet. Yeah, AM fleet in the building and it's science. For y'all wanna pick out the theory, thinking y'all can stop the way that Mr. 239 represent. Can you people hear me? The way I represent, got everybody feeling like they try to eclipse me in the dark, try to push me back and make me feel like I had no way to come back and be ready to react, ready to attack. Y'all know me, yeah, Mr. USCCA in the building. Why y'all be acting like y'all don't understand, man? Check it, if you try to come at me with some nonsense, man, I take my rappers and the competition out like a competition, like I said, knowing like the moon. And I'll be shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon and shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon and I'll keep shining like the sun. I will be glowing like the moon and I'll keep shining like the sun. Yeah, y'all know how I represent Atomic. Well, a lot of people be trying to figure out, man, why I be spitting that briefcase flow. Man, I am super entrepreneur, yo. So all you dudes out there understand the way I represent. Mr. 239 got a briefcase inside of his dome. So when it's time for me to go through, man, from section to section, I got the key, I bust open the combination. Atomic City like John Johnson, man. And Dak Science, you feel me? Hold up. Wham, doom.
learned about this 7 years ago. On a mission in Brazil to capture a wanted fugitive. When we got there, it tore through our unit in seconds. The target has superhuman abilities. It had the same marking you do, Cole.
It's the birthmark.
What do you mean?
He was born with it.
It's not a birthmark, Cole. It means you've been chosen.
Throughout history, different cultures all over the world reference a great tournament called Champions. That dragon marking? I think it's an invitation to fight for something known. As Mortal Kombat.
These are your champions.
I'm Sonya. That Kano.
I'm Liu Kang.
Thanks, Jax.
Kung Lao.
Lord Raiden.
The fate of Earth is in our hands.
No matter how many of my people you put in the ground, we will not fail. Kill them.
Fucking beauty.
We're here live at the scene of the crime, and at this time,
you see it on the news almost every day. Innocent people's lives endangered, threatened, and many times ended by criminals with no regard for human life. But you've made a decision to do more than just hope it never happens to you. You've made a decision to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones through your Second Amendment right. But what most gun owners don't realize is that being armed is far from enough to truly protect yourself. You see, in the unfortunate event that you are forced to use your firearm in a situation where your life, your family's life, or the lives of innocent bystanders are in imminent danger, the result often ends with handcuffs, jail time, and a long, expensive legal battle that can threaten you and your family's future. It's the very definition of unfair. After all, you are simply doing the right thing, acting in self-defense. So why are you the one being treated like a criminal? Why are you the one being punished? It doesn't have to happen this way. There is a solution. Hi, I'm Tim Schmidt, president and founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I created the USCCA back in 2003 to offer concealed carry education, training, and self-defense insurance to responsibly armed Americans who are forced to use their gun to defend their loved ones. In these situations, the USCCA makes sure you're prepared and know exactly what to do. Over 200,000 USCCA members rely on us to instantly have their back no matter what time of day or what the situation is, protecting and advising them every step of the way. But as much as I'd love to tell you why you should join the USCCA, I think our members say it a lot better than I can.
My attorney fees were astronomical until the USCCA came to my rescue. One of the young ladies I spoke to says, let us take care of this for you. And I did feel a sense of calm at that point.
What we do here at the USCCA is we provide education, training, and insurance for responsibly armed Americans.
With the USCCA membership,
All you have to do is make one call to our critical response team. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We will help you coordinate your attorney. We will get you out of jail. We'll get you home safe with your family. And we become your advocate to get you any resources that you need while you're fighting your battle.
Without the USCCA, we probably would have had to get a very big loan. We probably would have had to start selling some property. They were there, and they took care of everything, and quickly.
That insurance also protects you at home, in your house, wherever you're at. Anything that has to do with a firearm, it covers you, period.
And that is upfront funding that you can use to hire the best attorney of your choice to get you home, to keep you safe.
I contacted USCCA when I got to the police station. The first thing I did was, you know, I recorded a statement. And then I sat down and contacted USCCA, and I told them what happened. The USCCA provided me one of the best lawyers in the state of South Carolina.
The people who join the USCCA are law-abiding citizens. You doing the right thing shouldn't cost you everything.
I think what's really important, first and foremost, is complete peace of mind that you're legally and financially protected if you are involved in an act of self-defense.
It's like car insurance. I mean, you never want to be in a car accident, but it's something that's really good to have, you know, if that situation does arrive. It's just kind of like a guardian angel on someone's shoulder.
Our critical response team is trained, we're educated, we're all gun owners. We understand what it's like to carry that gun for personal protection, and we've helped hundreds of people with cases before.
We relate to them on a very personal level. You know, we are USCCA members. We don't just work here, we actually practice as well.
It's just important to me to make those personal connections that make them feel like they're part of our family. That 100% upfront, there for you mentality, we really are there to answer that call.
What the USCCA has proven to me that they can and will do, I put them right up there with health insurance. I put them right up there with auto insurance. And every month when I send them $30, I enjoy it because I know what they can do for me. And it's the best $30 I've ever spent.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe we have a right to protect ourselves and those we love. I know that you do too. I've worked tirelessly since 2003 to create an organization that is the gold standard in protecting, supporting, and serving our 200,000 USCCA members. As one gun owner to another, I encourage you to join the USCCA and experience firsthand how hard we work for you.
Feel nice and feel love. Gave me paradise.
Coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and Kentucky fried chicken. Oh, enjoy!
Colonel Snowman melted, bringing us this delicious piping hot meal with all the fixins. He's okay, right?
Mm-hmm, I'm sure he's fine. Wow, this delicious meal is piping hot. He must have known we were too busy to cook.
Why did it have to be so piping hot?
Coleslaw?
Well, see ya.
fast.